presenting the TD Travel News Bulletin. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 6th of July. Sydney Airport has just confirmed the receipt of an unsolicited, indicative, conditional and non-binding proposal for the privatisation of the airport. A group of infrastructure investors has proposed one of Australia's biggest ever buyouts, a $22.26 billion Australian dollar purchase of Sydney Airport Holdings Proprietary Limited, taking a longer-term view on the pandemic-battered travel sector. If successful, the purchase of Australia's biggest airport would be one of the country's largest ever by enterprise value in US dollar terms. It would also rank as the 8th biggest deal globally this year and the 2nd largest airport purchase behind the $30.2 billion buyout of Britain's Heathrow Airport in 2006. The travel superlatives list just keeps growing in China, which has just marked 100 years of the Chinese Communist Party. In Shanghai, travellers can check into the world's tallest hotel, J Hotel Shanghai Tower, perched on the top floors of the 632-metre Shanghai Tower, China's tallest building. The hotel opened on the 19th of June with 165 rooms, including 34 suites. In Sichuan, the Chengdu Tianfu International Airport waved off its inaugural flight by Sichuan Airlines on the 27th of June, bound for Beijing. But when the US $10.8 billion airport fully opens up, its annual handling capacity will shoot up to 120 million passengers. Chengdu Tianfu International Airport will feature new technologies such as self-checking kiosks, self-boarding gates, facial recognition software, and AI robot concierges. US passport applicants will soon be able to select their gender as M or F and won't require a doctor's note if their chosen gender doesn't match the gender on other documents such as citizenship papers or driver's licenses, the Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced. Also, the US State Department will add an option for non-binary, intersex and gender non-conforming people when they apply for a passport or consular reports of birth abroad. The passport changes come as the Biden administration aims to solidify LGBTQ plus rights. President Biden is pushing hard to have Congress pass the Equality Act, which would mandate legal protections for LGBTQ plus Americans and condemn a slew of discriminatory bills enacted recently by a number of state legislatures. AirAsia's Indonesia-based unit will ground all flights for a month as Indonesia puts vast swathes of Java and Bali under lockdown. It will halt all scheduled flights for a month from today. It says it will suspend flights to help government efforts to contain the spread of COVID-19 under the emergency order. The measures impose various restrictions on travel, dining and gatherings, as well as requiring certain employees to work from home. All interprovincial travel in Java and Bali requires at least one COVID jab. AirAsia said it would continue to operate charter and cargo flights. About 50,000 police and troops will man hundreds of checkpoints set up to ensure no large gatherings at shopping malls and mosques and hawker food markets.
You've been listening to the TD Travel News Bulletin.